I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Okay, hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another program. Today is Monday, the 17th, 2011. So, let's do a emotional clearing for everybody. So, I'll go back a couple days here, think of a situation, and here we go. So, emotional clearing, so one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a trauma clearing. One, two, think of a trauma. Three, four, and five. And we'll do a pain clearing. These are all invisible bodies that you have that give you pain. One, two, three, four, and five. So what happens sometimes, your physical body can experience the pain, but in the nervous system, but how much of that is actually stored and brought back to your body from the pain body? So your pain may only be a little bit, but as you have had collected pains in the past throughout your lifetime, maybe this gives this invisible energetic body a way to clear the pain, thinking that, oh, this person's conscious. And they know that I have a problem. This is the body speaking that you can't see. And what I'm going to do now is, since this is the way to get rid of all this pain, I'm now going to transfer all this pain to the body, and the person now can have it released. Well, we don't normally think that way. But the body probably is actually doing that, because remember, your past actually, is with you daily, and your past haunts you. So it's another way of looking at the situation. So if you get rid of the densities from your energetic bodies that are coming to you through experiences, which is only because you're not in the now, and these bodies are not in the now because they're full of programs that come forth to you through the way you perceive the program working. So the programs deal with negativity, which is from the past. So this is your story of your life. So all of your stories come to you from these bodies, typically. And your physical body has its own story. And when that story gets played, these invisible bodies start to record it and bring it to you also. So when you're in the present moment, most of the energies that you're dealing with, like the movie projector, is like put on pause. Your DVD player is put on pause, and your TV set is turned off. So when you deal with time, then they get activated. This is why you want to be in the present moment. Let's do one other clearing. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So this is on the website. You can check it out too. This you should be doing all the time. If you haven't done it today, then I can probably ask and say, why haven't you? It's very necessary to live life here, being heart-centered. Here we go. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one, and 10, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one, and 10, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one. Okay, everybody. We'll see if our co-host is on. You should feel more in your heart right now. You should be in your heart. And when you're in your heart, you cannot have a negative or positive thought, because that's judgment. And your energy in your heart in the moment does not even know what judgment is. So, back to you for the first time here, Annika. Are you out there?
I'm here, Ron. Great to be on, and welcome everyone. I see some people on the fast chat. Thank you for being on there. You may type in any questions, or if you have certain issues that you want Ron to comment on perhaps what kind of clearing would be good for that and that sort of thing, and what he is here to do for us. Usually on the hour that we're on here, Ron might be able to do some samples that will show you, and if you feel something on them, usually that's an indication that you will need to do that clearing for your whole life. And there's lots of clearings that you will find on the Creation Lightship webpage. And if you look there, there's also a lot of free healings. It's on the left-hand side, underneath the healing login. You see a little area there for recommended healings. Under there is free healings, and there's drop down to a couple of free healings. And we used to have a healing there underneath the free that was called Darkness to Light. And they've changed just a little bit. So just wanted to mention that they've become a little bit more specific in a way. So, for instance, there's one that's called Alien Life Form Light Infusion Process. And that's also a free healing. And what it allows any alien life form then to come into the light. So it's the same as the alien darkness to light. And the Creation Lightship will give them a spirit so they can enjoy living in the light and having free will. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And then there's also the human animal light infusion process. And that's where you can put in names of obviously any human or animal. And then to help a clone, you can also use the clone light infusion process. And I have it open here, or I had. Actually, I think I lost it now. But the human one is, let's see here what it says under that one. I know it says something about... No, this is for the clone here. No, that was... Sorry, I lost what I had on here. But anyway, maybe you want to comment a little bit about what it means when you would necessarily, you know, if you think somebody might be a clone or something like that. Could you talk a little bit about it, Ron?
Yeah, the clone healing is the availability to have a clone body, a clone person that's walking on this planet that looks human. It gives them the opportunity to have the light ship recreate their physical body. So it'll be now made of light instead of darkness energy from a clone with no life in it. Remember, clones don't have any energy in their bodies. You know, if you look at somebody and you go, wow, where's their energy? Well, that means that you're looking at a clone. That's the way to tell. So it'll allow that body to be, you know, remade with the light, so it will have energy coming off the body. And then also, naturally, that cloned body, which now will be refabricated, remanufactured, we'll say recreated, and it'll be a regular body like a human body, and then it can have a spirit put into it. So two things actually happen during these clearings, and this is the nice thing, because what I think will be happening after the year 2012, you know, in December there, is that we'll be seeing more and more clones on this planet. The people that believe in the 2012 ascension will be ascended to the darkness, and what will come in their place here will be clones. So that's what I perceive is happening. And you just look at the movies, and that's where it's all going. And I don't know if anybody out there has seen any previews of movies that are coming up, maybe in the next year, but kind of see what their agenda is. Is it more about alien life forms? Is it more about remote controlling people? You know, think about the new commercial for the Verizon, the droid commercial. You know, that's a robotic type of thing. So you have robotics also. So anyway, that's one way to look at it. You know,
yeah.
Are you living with a clone? You know, they're here. I think the clones have probably been on the surface here for a long time. I believe they probably started coming in probably in the middle 50s. You know, and then from there, you know, they've had different upgrades. Naturally, what happens when a clone has a certain lifespan, then they will just replace it with a new one. And the new one will maybe look a little bit younger than the old one. And that's the way you can tell, as somebody changes instantly. You think that he just had a complete body makeover someplace. And that's just the way it is.
So it might not help if somebody, let's say we have possibly people that are choosing to have a clone here, to not have to deal with things here themselves or whatever, for whatever reason, it might not help them because they've actually chosen that, or could it still help them?
Yeah, so we'll say a human has enough money. I think it's probably like $5 million to go down underground, I'll just use that term, and live there, and then they're able to have these toys of themselves on the surface, so they get clones made for them. And so I guess the question is, can this clone that's on the surface that we'll just say was, I don't know, pick a name here, Steve Smith, right? It was very wealthy. And he probably had a death, so his physical body, you know, is buried someplace, which was probably also a clone. And now he's living in the underground, enjoying life there to whatever, you know, is down there. And he now is able to interact on the surface here with his clone body. And so all of a sudden, the question, I guess, is, can his body up here be changed into a real body over again? Remember, you do have free choice as a clone. So he may say, no, I don't want that to have happen. And so that could be one way of looking at it. Some clones, as they learn through artificial intelligence, as, you know, when they first come here, they're probably kind of like clueless, like a baby. And then from there they learn and they have programs in them that understand how to live life here. And I think some may actually go to the extent of actually probably responding better to the energies here than people do because they're not as emotional. And so that means that the energy of a clone could actually be far superior to a human because they're more in the moment. Another way of looking at what the clones can do. But the clones do have a learning program. And from that process, you could probably have that clone actually have its own free will, free choice, and separate itself out from the person that's somewhere else controlling them. So that's an interesting way to look at it. And there could be 20 of these clones of the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so the human and animal light infusion process then, that was darkness to light before, or called that. It's the same thing, basically, because basically you bring light to any human or any animal, and it says this healing is very effective in helping people and animals that are mean, evil, negative, dark, rude, aggressive, or violent, etc. So could we put people, anyone in there, Ron?
Yes, you could, uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
you could put the person in there. You know, maybe your wife is a clone or your husband. You know, so you could put their name in there. And, you know, from there, are they going to get better? They could. You never know, you know. So that's the way I kind of see it, is that you may want to, you know, bring in these people that you think are clones that are interfering with your life. Remember, a clone could be very negative, too. They could have a negative personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of how I see it here is, you know, you're giving them free choice, free will, where they don't really have it.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem that people have here. They don't have free choice, free will. And by not having free choice, free will, then you're dealing with the problem that is going to affect your life, too. Because you don't have free choice, free will. So you don't know what the clone is doing to you.
Mm.
It may not be a good thing.
Yeah. So
you may be having a program that is not conducive to your lifestyle or something. Maybe they're in your life because the darkness wants to bring in a clone person to cause you harm. You know, there's all different things out there. Just look at the movies, you know. Are they an alien life form? Well, they're a creation of something. They did come from alien technology. So you could say that the underlying fact is that they are alien. May not belong to an alien race, but they have been created through technologies. Maybe the humans are using that technology, but they're still an alien life form, not of light. So this is kind of how I view that. So like I say, you know, be very aware and cautious when the date of 2012 in December comes for the dark side ascension. And notice how the people around you will probably be changing. Because that is a pre-planned abduction process, abduction time date. Everybody is knowing about it.
So for some people that haven't heard you before, Ron, just want to, since you're talking about that, maybe you can explain what is the difference, because a lot of people are very, or have possibly been drawn to how wonderful that sounds with ascension, and there's a lot of talk about the 2012 that some people say is a real ascension. So maybe you can explain what is the difference and what is the creation lightship talking about?
Well, the light does not have any predictions. So right away, anything that you see that's going to happen in the next few minutes from now to the next few years is strictly a prediction. Remote viewers can see things in the timeline. Remember, you're controlled by time. So when you are on the timeline viewing things as a remote viewer, you can go anywhere you want to. You're seeing possibilities of what's in store for us here in those timelines. Can the timelines be different? Of course. It depends which one you look at. What alien race is controlling that timeline that you're on to get your prediction, okay? So, you know, the Mayans said that that's the ending of our calendar. And typically with no calendar, you know, when you think about that, that means that there's no more time because the calendar is based in days and also time. We're in time. So if there's no more time, then what does that mean? That means that there's no more of anything if there's no more time, which means that they found a way to abduct everybody. So right away, it'll put scare into you. You know, there's movies out on, you know, the apocalypse and, you know, what's happening in 2012. You know, you all probably understand that. And they're just getting you ready. And the Mayans, are they nice people? I don't know. You know, I never, you know, I don't know that much about them, just that they, you know, killed people, killed thousands and thousands of people, walked them up the side of a pyramid. Would you like to do that yourself for a nice spiritual experience? To have your head chopped off and your be gutted, basically, your heart pulled out, you know, and have somebody drink your blood? Does that sound like a nice thing? That's what people are following.
Yeah.
Why are they following that? Are they mesmerized? Did the aliens that control the Mayans, did they put some type of code in people to be like the moth to the flame at 2012? Are you going to be a follower of that? And are they waiting for you on the other side of that? Do they have all of their pyramids ready for you in a parallel life, just like they did in their time? Maybe they're going to round everybody up like cattle and redo their experimentation on people and worshiping their sun gods. might be right in place. Maybe they're waiting for that. So that's why you don't want to be in time. That's why you don't want to have the belief of prophecies running your life. You already have your natal chart. If you haven't done a clearing on my website for natal chart clearing, then you're still running time. And have you did the planetary clearing, the cordings, and stars? Did you do that clearing yet? If you say no to both of those, man, you're really stuck. You should get in there and do those clearings. You know, very necessary to sustain your life here.
Yeah.
So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and if you're new to this, there's so much on Ron's website, and please look at the website, which is creationlightship.com, and you can read a lot. There's so much information. There's so many free clearings, so many audio samples. And then, of course, Ron is on the radio on BBS 4 times a week and also on Ask Ron Radio. And I wanted to mention something that we sometimes forget, but Ron does one-hour lightship healing sessions 3 times a week on Monday at 5:30, Wednesday 5:30, and Friday 5:30. It's an hour session, and I remember reading here, Eva said that she had a fall on spinal tailbone. It's very painful, and she has headache. That sounds, unfortunately, quite severe, Eva, and I would suggest the best thing for you to know that you're going to get healed would be to go on the Lightship Healing Sessions. And it's coming up at 5:30 today. And if you want to go on it, just contact Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And it's $20, and it's very affordable to spend an hour on the Lightship. So that's from 5:30 till 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you can use PayPal to pay for it. And you would get the codes to come on there right away as what you're going through. I'm sorry to hear that that happened. And since we were talking about the 2012 and it's very interesting. And Lai was saying, hasn't people already ascended in darkness if human spirit is gone? So has this sort of this 2012 scenario, something similar, that has probably happened before, right?
It happened in Jesus' time.
Yeah.
People did not ascend. And the ones that did come back here, you know, they didn't ascend because everybody listening to this program is still here. That means that you got taken to a dark side universe and came back again. So, you know, are you going to do it again? You know, are you going to take the wrong road, you know? Take the lower road in place of the high road, you know. It's up to you. Everything's free choice. The light does not hit you over the head or poke a stick at you to do something because you have free choice, free will. It's up to you to find your spirit. Remember, you had your full spirit with you when you were born. Where is it now? Did you denounce it? Did you kick it out of your body? You know, did you take drugs? Did you get too inundated with mind energy? Do you read too much to separate you from your spirit? Do you you know, just do things that are harmful and hurtful to people? You know, have people put spells on you to get rid of your spirit? There's many, many things. You know, the website has healings to help you. So, yes, you know, what happened to you 2,000 years ago? That's a good question. It's only for you to understand and to figure out. Remember, you had the opportunity to leave here. Not very many people did. All the earth's children come back one more time, the last time will be this time, to help people. So if you want to leave, you have to do the work to get your body cleaned out, to take your body with you for ascension. Or you can just have your spirit leave here and allow your body to be taken sideways to a parallel universe where it could be sliced and diced and chopped up by the aliens. Remember, the difference between us and the aliens is that we like to have our food cooked and dead. They don't do that. So back to you, Annika, and I've seen that personally.
So should I be worried if I want raw beef?
Yeah, who's in you?
Yeah. So other people were commenting kind of the same thing. I guess it doesn't hurt to put ourselves in just to make sure we're not a clone, right?
Yeah, you know, what could be in your body? Remember, people have shapeshifters in them, you know?
Yep.
And those shapeshifters, you know, may want to eat some raw beef, you know. Remember the movie District 9? What do they have in those cans? You know, they had cat food in those cans. They were eating cat, okay? They weren't buying food to feed a cat. They were eating cat as food. It was cat food. You go buy a can of beans at the store, you know, you're buying a can of beans, right? You buy tuna, you're buying tuna. You're not buying food to feed a tuna. You're buying what's in that can. They were eating cats, okay? And that's why it was so precious. There's probably very few cats left. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so we've gone through this scenario about every 2,000 years, and now we have the opportunity to get rid of it. So let's say somebody is listening to you, and they're getting a little freaked out because they have connected themselves to 2012. I know you also have a clearing that will remove that barcode, and that's the Ascension 2012 barcode removal. It's also on your website, Ron, with the alien barcode removers, and you can scroll down on the left-hand side and you will see it. Maybe tell us a little bit about that, Ron. What is that all about?
Yeah, when you go on to websites or you read books about 2012 Ascension, it's been talked about probably since the middle 80s, switching over to different topics, but basically, and the Christian movement, you know, has also kind of thought that something's going to happen. And all of a sudden, this date comes up, so you can kind of like slide the information into one folder and say, yep, this is it. This is when it's going to happen. Well, as soon as you understand that and start reading information about what could happen to you or what's supposed to happen, then you're hooked up to the aliens. And they just put out chum, and you happen to grab the line. Cut the fish hook in your mouth, we'll say, and they're going to reel you in. So you can go on and do a ascension process to get off the 2012 food chain line, okay? And that's what it's basically going to be. And just get off of that energy that's going to be connected to you. How many aliens do want to get a piece of you, you know? One race or thousands? So they put this out, thanks to the Mayan calendar, to get people abducted. Now, what's going to happen is people now who are kind of backpedaling saying, well, I don't think Ascension is going to happen in 2012. So that's probably another alien race controlling these people, saying, you know, we better put another date out there to catch more people. So naturally, if that race doesn't catch them, we want to get them ourselves. So they might say something's going to happen a year before or even a year after. You know, we'll find out. So you have to be very careful about predictions. Remember, when you read predictions and prophecies, you're just reading a dark side script, and you want to follow that. And hopefully you would say no. But if you don't want to understand that you need to be in the moment, then at that point you must realize that if you don't want to be in the moment, then the dark side's going to catch you. And that's the basic thing. So back to you, Annika.
So if somebody wants more clarity on all of this, Ron, would it be good to possibly put that in on a timeline? Like, could it be if we're constantly finding that we're listening and we still find it confusing, what would you say about the timelines? Could we be trapped in an overly thinking mind and therefore not feel like we actually understand?
Yeah, the mind will lead you any way it wants to lead you. So, yeah, you could have a problem with maybe fully understanding what's being said or not even understanding it whatsoever. So that's the problem that people have, is not understanding what it's going to be about. And you really should know, you know, what's going to happen to you in a week from now, okay? How's your life going to be in 1 week? Can you tell me that? Probably going to say, well, no, I don't know what's going to happen in a week. Well, then why are you believing some prophecy that's going to happen, you know, within, 2 years, or actually next year, 1 year, okay? So in 11 months, basically, hypothetically, you know, is that going to really happen? Are you going to believe what they're telling you? Okay? You know what's going to happen to you in 2 days? Probably not. You know, are you going to wake up fine 2 days from now? Are you going to win the lottery in 2 days? You know, what's going to happen to you? You know, normally you don't know, but yet you're believing somebody's story line of you, and they want to bring everybody into that location of abduction. So I hope I kind of clarified that. Because if you don't understand 2012, then the only reason why you probably don't understand it is because you have so many mind-controlled energies against you wanting to bring you into the 2012 abduction process. So that means that maybe you're a key player on it. Maybe your body's being used, you know, for 2012 to maybe bring people into that energy. Remember, there's people out there writing books about 2012. Now, how do they know what's going to happen? You know, did they read somebody else's book and just change it slightly to make their own book? Or are the aliens transmitting the energies to them to tell people what to do, how to prepare for yourself? Remember the old days of the, Y2K? There's lots of books out, lots of information. So what was that doing? That allowed fear to come into people. Kind of like maybe that was maybe the alien experiment here about Y2K to see how they can control people. And, you know, that was probably the predecessor to what's happening now. So it's all deals with mind control. Is 2012 for me, it'll be the same day as the one, you know, before it and after it typically. I'll be doing my work, getting rid of aliens, and it'll be the same process. I'm not going to be abducted on 2012. So I'm here to get rid of those energies. But I don't know if I'll be able to help the people who do get abducted. It's their choice, free will. So if they want to do 2012, believe in it, and maybe they'll stay up late at night. I'm sure there'll be tons of meditation groups, you know, meditating at that time, wanting to leave the planet, you know, and they will. What'll come back into them instantly is probably going to be a clone. So good luck, people. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there, and, you know, it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to get pulled into all kinds of directions. I just got an email today about, you know, things happening in California, which is like this huge storm. And, I mean, there's so much in the media that could pull us to all kinds of directions when really we just want to bring our spirit back to ourselves. So that's basically what all your clearings will do, Ron. And the more we do your clearings, would you say, for somebody who has been very, very out there into all kinds of things and gotten quite scared, is it just to continue doing the clearings and coming to you and doing the conference calls? That would be their best protection?
Yeah, you have to know your spirit. Your only protection is your spirit. That's what we do the clearings for. So if you have a lot of information stored inside of you by, you know, being somebody who is a researcher, then you have tons of judgment from everybody. You have maybe tons of books stored inside of your head about what could happen, you know, tons of data, and that data is in judgment. So that's going to prevent your spirit from being in your body because your spirit does not know judgment, and it sees judgment as darkness. So you have stored information of judgment in you, and that judgment can rule your life instead of your spirit. So the more you know about life here, we'll say, then the more you're separating yourself from spirit because you're not going to be in the moment. So yeah, the information that you kind of mentioned, I saw something about some kind of prediction of California with all these big clouds above it. Well, you know, that's put out there. It's another prediction, what the scientists are doing. So that means that you think a scientist is more credible than you, typically. Well, it could be true, may not be. But just by doing something like that, putting it out, is going to have people get in fear. And that fear will draw that energy to them. Because remember, that cloud that you might see on a picture needs to have it brought here. So your emotional energy will bring it to you and cause people harm. And it'll be brought to you by the aliens. So they need your energy. So what's the best way to have them come into your life to bring you something is to listen to them. So are the news people that put it out or whoever did this particular thing, are they aliens? Well, they could be controlled by aliens. Could they be clones? Remember, there's a lot of clones walking around. I see tons in New York, lots of people. One day, I only saw a couple of humans, you know, walking for about 15 minutes. Probably went past a couple thousand people. Very scary. So, you know, are they here? Yes. Look at the movies. Look at the people who don't change, who don't age. Because sometimes, you know, the role models in the movies, all of a sudden they look younger in a particular movie. Well, it could be a makeup artist, but, you know, that's what most people would think. Anyway, back to you, Annika. The whole thing is to be not connected to prophecies, predictions, prophecies, because in the light, everything works in the moment. There's nothing created in the future. It's for you to create.
Yeah, some great comments here from Jake. The real light only works in the moment, and that should tell us if it is real light. Unfortunately, this is the only show telling the real truth in the now, or the now truth versus time truth, or mind truth, I should say, that is not in the moment. So, yeah, it was very good comments there. And Joy was asking something that's a little different, but we often talk, or you talk, Ron, about the twin flame that we are supposed to have with us, but since we've been in this reincarnation loop here, or forced reincarnation, we have not had our twin flame with us. So we keep searching for that, and Joy was asking, does our twin flame think about us? Is it searching for us and missing us like we are?
Yes, it would be. That is correct.
So if we get connected to our twin flame, then we're obviously helping the twin flame to be connected to us too. So it's a very happy meeting, right?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. And people who actually feel the joy of having that connection brought to them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I definitely felt that when I've had that, after I had that clearing, Ron. It was a long time, but it's done over the phone with Ron, and it's called the 4-in-1, and I know you've mentioned about it before, but you might want to mention again, but it is also a part of it is obviously bringing back that connection. So, yeah, would you want to talk a little of that, Ron?
Yeah, the twin flame is part of the 4-in-1. We take 13 planets off of you that are heavily quartered to you. Or I could say we take off 13 planets that are transmitting you daily mind control patterns, way to think, the way to have your body move. So we get rid of those. We also take away you out of the soul family, which is the darkness here. That's what you talk about, going to the other side, you know, seeing God, seeing Jesus, you know, after somebody dies, near-death experiences. That's all the darkness energy is doing that. So I'm sure a lot of people might be interested in that, especially the people who've had near-death experiences. So if you did have an NDE, you just went to the darkness like you normally would have, you know, on a forced reincarnation, and somehow they decided to bring you back here again. And you may have special gifts, we'll say, only because they didn't give them to you, just that your body happened to maybe be partially dead or died, and the genetic cellular memory got partly erased, so now you're a different person. That's what happens, okay? So it wasn't a gift by the darkness saying, oh, man, you're this blessed person. You're going to be doing this now, and we're going to give you this mission. No, you just happen to have some of that stuff erased from you. And then from there, you kind of catch on to what's happening when you come back. And you can also say that you saw angels and things like that. Remember, the light doesn't bring forth any of that. The light only works in the now. So the light doesn't channel through anybody, especially through angels or whatever. The light is just the light. And you have the light in you. So, and you could even say, you know, going a step further, that since angels do talk to people, and that's from the darkness, you might go to any church, and that person talking to you could be an angel up there, you know? I just saw a movie. I forgot what it was called, but it was the fact that just like Archangel Michael came down, he was in the God realm, and him and I think it was Raphael, were up there, and he chose to come down to help humanity. And in the movie, they had all their guns out, and they said, well, the angels are coming. And these are like ghouls, people who were mind-controlled, wanting to kill them. So the angels were coming because God sent them down here, okay, and Michael came to save the day. And then he had a fight with another, you know, angel, which I believe was Raphael. You may have even seen this movie. And then, you know, the movie was probably maybe okay after that, after, you know, they had this battle. But that's what it was about. But angels coming here to kill people. And that's it. You know, the God up there wanted to do that, to control people, to cause them harm. And the angels were here, and there was lots of them. So, the Twin Flame one is a very nice clearing. You get connected to your home base energy, too. And the home base energy is where you normally go to after each incarnation. And that's the whole thing. It's very, very necessary to know that. So, the dark side disconnected you from two of a very important thing, your home base and your twin flame. And then they allowed you to have planets control you, and to be stuck in the forced reincarnation contract, agreements with people, to cause you harm. And that's what the clearing does, is release that from you. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, apart from the call that you have coming up soon here today, which is at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, you also are doing 8-hour intensive conference calls, and we have one Sunday to go. We have the 23rd this coming Sunday, so you can always come on that one as well. You can check upcoming events for it, but you need to actually email Ron directly. So it's creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then you get in contact with him about that through there. So, Ron, what do you want to do now? I kind of don't see anything else really on the fast chat, so the floor is yours.
Yeah, let's do a, I'm looking for that show if you want to watch it. I think it's kind of old, but it's a good show, showing what God does to everybody. Okay, so here we go. Let's do a peace energy. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It's maybe an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And here we go. We're going to energize the light beam. We'll bring in the males today. They feel a little more strength there as they come in. The female is a little more gentler. So here comes the male. So stronger, 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 stronger. That's feeling good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So your twin flame typically is not on this planet. So I could probably say that everybody listening here does not have a twin flame here. Your twin flame is normally in the universe of light. You know, imagine a few could be maybe on this planet here, but typically there's so few here that I would say that your twin flame is no longer here. And it's just enjoying the way it's supposed to be in the universe of light. But you're here, and your twin flame is missing you, and you're also missing your twin flame. So the main thing is to have that, you know, process that you can have, you get your twin flame connected to you. So that we can check out.
So let's say somebody's had the clearing. I just saw that mentioned. And once you've had the clearing, you just kind of connect to it daily or as often as you can to keep that connection, right, Ron? Once you've had that connection be connected through the clearing.
Yeah, the clearing, once you get the twin flame, it's with you if you bring it to you. It won't stay very long because, remember, you're in darkness here. But it will connect to you maybe for a couple of minutes probably, then it will leave. It will be forced to leave only because, you know, you're still full of densities. If you were completely cleared out, then, yeah, your twin flame could come into you no problem. But most people are not there yet. They haven't had enough clearings, typically, or worked on themselves enough to do the ascension. And the ascension will bring in your twin flame more and more to you when you call upon it. But you will feel the energy. So it will be an energetic link linked to you. And that's the main thing that, you know, we have here, is that we can connect to our spirit. And also that, you know, we can connect to our home base, where all the other spirits of the light are there. And you don't feel loneliness any longer. So this is what this clearing is doing. So let's do a clearing here. Let's do one for people who might be in pain. So here we go. You have to select your own pain, because the light ship always sees you as in pure divine perfection. Whatever you have experienced is, or what you're experiencing is what's happening to you, and they can't take it away until you request. So here we go, a pain clearing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
So let's say
that helps you somewhat here. Mm-hmm. With pain that you may be experiencing here. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, that's great. I actually did feel that, and I was jumping in a little early, sorry. But just saw there about twin flame again. So if somebody here wants to connect and know where my twin flame is, and also who it is, like if it's a person and what that would be, that would be through calling Ron and setting up a time to do that particular 4-in-1 clearing, and that's where you get that information. So email Ron and set up a time for that, because that's actually fantastic to do. And, yeah, thank you for getting us all so peaceful here. Something else that's out there, unfortunately, that Freedom is asking is about the moon. So could it be dangerous to look at the moon, Ron?
Well, the moon is already sending you transmissions. And so, boy, that's a good question. I never liked looking at the moon years ago. It just felt kind of eerie to me. I don't care anymore, because it can't affect me because I had my clearing. So I guess it could be because you're connecting energetically to something, including the stars and stuff. The star out there that you may see, which may or may not be real, is still going to connect to you because you're doing that. You're using your free choice, free will to look at something. So whatever you look at is going to connect to you energetically. That's almost a given. Whether it's, if it's not living, then chances are it's not going to put a cord out to you. So if you have, say, a vase in front of you or something, that vase probably will not connect to you energetically because it's not living. But the your energy cord could go to it and could connect to it, and that could also even give it life. So you could be putting your energy into something. This is what dark side practitioners do, is put their energy into clouds and they keep the clouds going, we'll say, or these energy pools to people to tap into for doing, you know, evil things to people. But the planets, as you look at them, or the stars, the moon, as you look at those physically, yeah, you are probably bringing that energy from those things to you. So would it be bad? Well, I wouldn't want those energies coming to me, although when I look at it after having my clarion, it doesn't affect me. So if you look at the moon and you feel a little weird, it's probably your body telling you that this is not a good thing to watch or to look at because you're being connected. And the problem that you have is dealing with those energies, and the energies of the moon and the planets are what you want to get off of you. That's why we have the star and planet Terry clearing on the website. The movie that I was talking about with the God energies bringing angels down here to kill people is called Legion, and it came out last year. So if you're interested, you can check the movie out. It's L-E-G-I-O-N, and came out in 2010. So it is kind of, in a sense, maybe Christian-based a little bit because, you know, it is Archangel Michael coming. But, you know, it also shows, I think, Archangel Raphael up there turning into darkness. And then all the angels that were sent down here that took over people's bodies, okay, were here to kill people. So it's a very interesting movie. And it probably shows the reason why you don't want to be connected to any of these angel energies, angelic energies. And while you're probably actually doing timeline crashing because you want to get these things out of your life because they can be the ones affecting you. Remember, the most divine energy that you can think of that people connect to, pray to, like in churches, are the ones probably doing the most harm to humanity here because they're out on the forefront. Remember, like I said earlier, like with the 2012, you know, you start connecting to something outside of yourself, and you start believing in it. You know, how many people believe in angels? Like I said on one of the programs, if you go to a event and you see one person saying that they're doing readings and they have this garbage man coming through them to do a reading, and the person next to them has Archangel Michael and they call it angel readings, who are you going to go to? You know, the garbage man might be much better off talking to you because they relate to the earth. You know, this entity, rather than some angel coming from somebody from the beyond of an alien race, can abduct you. So, that's food for thought for you people. But naturally, nobody's going to say they have a garbage man as a guide, will say, of an entity, you know, wanting to do readings, because they probably would not come to that person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, back to you.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that all your radio shows, we have so many archives, and it's so great to go and listen to them again. There's so much to listen. It's under radio shows on the on the Christian Lightship website again. Go down where it says BBS Radio, and then it says Archives, and there's also Ask One Radio, and it says Archives. So a lot to listen to there. Okay, so Cool didn't really understand here, why my twin flame still not responsible for to me. I'm not fully understanding what you're asking either, Cool, and take a rest in light by himself. I don't understand it. So maybe Cool is not understanding, why the twin flame can't forever be with us here.
It's mainly because you came here just like your twin flame came to a place, and you happen to choose this place somehow, just like it chose this place somehow, and you happen to get separated by the darkness from it. So darkness separated you. Now your twin flame could never find you only because the darkness does not allow your twin flame to be with you. Now after you do get connected, it doesn't want to be stuck in darkness either. You know, I really pity the twin flames that are on this planet. That means that the darkness has a complete whole spirit to manipulate and control and abuse. And that's very, very sad, okay? So So you need to realize that your twin flame probably can only be here for a very, very short time. It doesn't want to get stuck in darkness. And hopefully that answers that question. As far as can it try to get you out of here? No, it doesn't have the horsepower to do that. Unfortunately, this is why we have ascension every 2,000 years. So if you wish to get out of here to be with your twin flame on your home base energy, then you must do your spirit ascension. And, I'd highly recommend doing the body one because your body's been here longer than your spirit. So, and it's suffering. So, but most people don't love their bodies enough to want to care for it, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the facts, You look at people who are out there training to kill somebody going into one of the services or something. That's what they're trained to do, take a life. So most people do not honor life, and they think they'll escape death by doing that process, So it's the whole thing, freedom. Today, I think, is a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, and he was trying to bring freedom, in a sense, to people. And how do you free yourself out of here? That's what the show is all about. Every show is about how to get yourself free, to connect to your spirit, to leave here. So hopefully that will help everybody out.
Yeah, and P was mentioning the conception to current life of twin flame. Anything to do with the twin flame is in person with you, right, Ron?
Yes, it is with me in person, yeah. Or
over the phone.
And you must do your emotional whole lifetime clearing, your mental whole lifetime clearing, and a sensory clearing, which goes back to get rid of some of the densities out of you, the emotional traumas from when your spirit first came here into a body. So it helps you out with your physical body genetics to get some of the stuff taken out of you. Because remember, it can't come into you when you're full of negativity. It won't even know where to come. Your spirit has a hard enough time coming into you from judgment because your body's full of that. This is why you need to have clearing. This is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago. It's the same process now as when he came here. So, if you weren't awakened, in the time of Jesus, well, now you can become awakened, understand what's happening and why these clearings are so vitally important to you to save yourself. Back to you, Annika. Looks like our show is
We're coming up to the end here. I was trying to get as much in as we can, as per usual. So, but luckily, Ron is on again on Wednesday and Friday and Saturday night. And Al was asking, could we do anything for sadness? He was asking for a sadness clearing sample, but
yeah,
I don't know.
What I'll do
time.
Is do that as we close out here. So,
okay.
In fact, the peace energy should probably help you, but you might go onto the website and do the free overwhelm clearing. That might cover some of the sadness that you could be dealing with. The whole Earth here is a sad place, and it's probably also overwhelmed by the aliens. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Say blessings to all of you. I have a conference call, so if you do have problems, if you want to get on it, it's $20 coming up in a half an hour. On the light shift for 1 hour, and it could give you some relief. So next show on BBS is on Wednesday. We have our last four-hour call this Sunday, getting rid of the alien life forms and things out of your body. So thank you, Annika. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.